Section 1. Listening. This section of the test has three parts. You will hear three recordings, which you will listen to twice. While listening, answer the questions in the appropriate part of the test. Follow the instructions. When answering questions in the first and second part, use the answer sheet labelled with a cross. When answering questions in the third part, use the answer sheet labelled with a pen. Now prepare the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Part 1. You will hear an interview with Russell Davis, a book editor. For statements 1 to 7, choose the correct answer A, B, C or D. There is always only one correct answer. Mark your answers on the answer sheet labelled with a cross. Now you have 2 minutes to read the tasks. Now listen to part one.
Today we are going to talk with Russell Davis, who is a book editor. Russell, could you tell us something about your educational background?
I've got a BA in English from the University of Wisconsin at Green Bay, with an emphasis in creative writing and minors in humanistic studies and American Indian studies. I also worked with a student literary magazine in the roles of fiction editor, business manager, and managing director, and was also intensively involved in the writing community as a whole, organizing public readings, working with established authors to have them come in for guest lectures, etc.
Fine, and let's move now to your professional history, okay?
By the time I finished college, I'd already begun selling my short fiction and working as a freelance editor. I edited anthology titles for Cumberland House and DAW Books, and continued to write and sell my short fiction. I co-wrote a novel for young adults with John Heffers. After I finished university, I was asked to come to Maine and launch a publishing company for a private investor. This turned out to be a double-edged experience. The job only lasted a year and brought a great deal of stress, but I learned a lot about how to run a publishing company and what it's like to edit novels every day. When that job ended, I landed at Five Star Publishing. I now oversee the romance and women's fiction line.
Russell, could you describe your job and your typical day?
Basically, it's my job to review manuscripts and acquire those that meet the needs of the house. After that, I work with the author and edit the book. And this includes both story editing as well as line editing. I also guide the book throughout the production process. Beyond that, I promote the house by making public appearances at conferences and conventions, writing articles, etc. As for my typical day, I usually arrive at the office at 9 a.m. and stay until 6 p.m., sometimes later. Throughout the course of the day, I'll receive, on average, more than 100 emails and get between 15 and 25 telephone calls. I'll review production proofs, answer correspondence from writers, and draft editorial letters. I may write cover or catalog copy, advise an artist on the cover art, consult a designer on the cover design, and negotiate a book contract. I rarely read at the office, especially full manuscripts. Usually, I read at home, a few hours on a weeknight, quite a bit more at the weekend.
What are your favorite and least favorite parts of the job?
The best part of the job is seeing an idea develop into a manuscript, then into a polished manuscript, and finally into an actual book. It's a huge rush to see what was once words on paper in a finished format. Also, calling a new writer who's never been published before and saying you'd like to make an offer on their book. That's a very cool thing. But there are certain things that irritate me. Like, for example, I rarely read for pleasure anymore. When you edit books all the time, it's very difficult to turn that side of yourself off and just enjoy it. I miss sitting down with a good book for company.
Russell, what is your advice for future book editors?
Read anything and everything. In all sorts of genres, in fiction or nonfiction, in newspapers, books, or magazines. As often as you can. Get an education from a good school in English or literature or a related field. Ask questions and speak to people in the field, writers, editors, or journalists. Go to conferences and conventions in the field of your interest. Always be willing to learn about the business side as well as the art side of publishing. Explore the craft of the field at the same time as you experience the art of it.
Now listen again.
Today we are going to talk with Russell Davis, who is a book editor. Russell, could you tell us something about your educational background?
I've got a BA in English from the University of Wisconsin at Green Bay, with an emphasis in creative writing and minors in humanistic studies and American Indian studies. I also worked with a student literary magazine in the roles of fiction editor, business manager, and managing director, and was also intensively involved in the writing community as a whole, organizing public readings, working with established authors to have them come in for guest lectures, etc.
Fine, and let's move now to your professional history, okay?
By the time I finished college, I'd already begun selling my short fiction and working as a freelance editor. I edited anthology titles for Cumberland House and DAW Books, and continued to write and sell my short fiction. I co-wrote a novel for young adults with John Heffers. After I finished university, I was asked to come to Maine and launch a publishing company for a private investor. This turned out to be a double-edged experience. The job only lasted a year and brought a great deal of stress, but I learned a lot about how to run a publishing company and what it's like to edit novels every day. When that job ended, I landed at Five Star Publishing. I now oversee the romance and women's fiction line.
Russell, could you describe your job and your typical day?
Basically, it's my job to review manuscripts and acquire those that meet the needs of the house. After that, I work with the author and edit the book. And this includes both story editing as well as line editing. I also guide the book throughout the production process. Beyond that, I promote the house by making public appearances at conferences and conventions, writing articles, etc. As for my typical day, I usually arrive at the office at 9 a.m. and stay until 6 p.m., sometimes later. Throughout the course of the day, I'll receive, on average, more than 100 emails and get between 15 and 25 telephone calls. I'll review production proofs, answer correspondence from writers, and draft editorial letters. I may write cover or catalog copy, advise an artist on the cover art, consult a designer on the cover design, and negotiate a book contract. I rarely read at the office, especially full manuscripts. Usually, I read at home, a few hours on a weeknight, quite a bit more at the weekend.
What are your favorite and least favorite parts of the job?
The best part of the job is seeing an idea develop into a manuscript, then into a polished manuscript, and finally into an actual book. It's a huge rush to see what was once words on paper in a finished format. Also, calling a new writer who's never been published before and saying you'd like to make an offer on their book. That's a very cool thing. But there are certain things that irritate me. Like, for example, I rarely read for pleasure anymore. When you edit books all the time, it's very difficult to turn that side of yourself off and just enjoy it. I miss sitting down with a good book for company.
Russell, what is your advice for future book editors?
Read anything and everything. In all sorts of genres, in fiction or nonfiction, in newspapers, books, or magazines. As often as you can. Get an education from a good school in English or literature or a related field. Ask questions and speak to people in the field, writers, editors, or journalists. Go to conferences and conventions in the field of your interest. Always be willing to learn about the business side as well as the art side of publishing. Explore the craft of the field at the same time as you experience the art of it.
Now you have 30 more seconds to complete the tasks.